An elderly gentleman had had serious hearing problems for a number of years. He went to the doctor, and the doctor was able to have him fitted for a set of hearing aids that allowed the gentleman to hear 100%. The elderly gentleman went back in a month to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must be really pleased that you can hear again." The gentleman replied, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet. I just sit around and listen to the conversations. I have changed my will 3 times. Yes, my friends. Today's gospel offers us the healing of a deaf man with a speech impediment and ends with the healing of a blind man in the non-Jewish area of the Decapolis. In a culture where physical disabilities and sickness were commonly interpreted as signs of a person's sinfulness. Hence, Jesus shows tender consideration for the sick by leading the man away from the crowd so as not to embarrass him. The miracle is described in 7 ritual-like steps. The first one, Jesus leads the man away from the crowd. Second, he puts his fingers into the man's ears. Third, he spits on his own fingers. Fourth, he touches the man's tongue with a spittle. The fifth step is he looks up to heaven. Sixth, he sighs. And 7, and speaks the healing word Ephphatha, that means be opened. By undignified dumb show, the love of the Lord heals the deaf man's soul as well as his ears. Jesus' listeners, who were familiar with the Hebrew scriptures, would have recognized another signal in Jesus' command, that is, Ephphatha, be open. The ancients believed that words contain power. If translated, the word would lose its power. By reporting the original Aramaic word, St. Mark underscores Jesus' power as a traditional healer. 6 centuries earlier, Ezekiel had prophesied in chapter 3, verse 27, says, "That day your mouth shall be open and you shall be dumb no longer." Whereas we come to David in Psalms, Psalm number 40, verse 6 says, "Praised God by saying, you have opened my ears and given me the capacity to hear." Why does Jesus carry out this elaborate ritual while in other miracles simply speaking a word or touching the individual? It is probably because the man cannot hear Jesus' voice or express his needs. People of that time also believed that the spittle of holy men had curative properties. The early church fathers saw an indirect reference to baptism in the way Jesus healed the man. In baptism, the priest who baptized us touched our ears and mouths that we might hear the word of God and speak about Christ to others, sharing the good news with the poor, the imprisoned, the fearful, and the brokenhearted. What we see is not simply the healing of a physical defect, but a concrete sign of the transforming power of God's love. The power of God's love is working in our lives to transform sorrow into joy, sickness into health, death into new life. In order to perceive and proclaim God's message, we need to be transformed. The miracle is not only about the physical healing of a person who was deaf and dumb, It also points to the opening of a person's spiritual ears so that he may hear the word of God and he may speak his profession of faith in Jesus. The miracle has great relevance to us because a person can have perfect physical hearing and yet not hear the word of God, have perfect physical speech and yet be unable to make an act of faith. God wants the ears of our heart to be open. He wants us to hear what He is saying. He wants us to listen to His words, to be open to receive His truth. God wants our mouth to be open. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants our mouth to open with praise, thanksgiving, request, and intercession for others. God wants our life to be open, open to changes and new directions for our life. All three readings today speak of a God who is on the side of the voiceless and the afflicted. Today, many of us have lost the ability to recognize the voice of God calling us for action in our modern society. We are asked to give hearing and voice to the deaf and the mute. The person healed becomes a living witness to the power of God, a church that is to bear witness to the example of Jesus' love, must not neglect those who are bowed down. So what we learn from this gospel and these readings on this Sunday is, Jesus touched the lives of millions through saintly souls like Francis of Assisi, Damien, Vincent de Paul, and Therese of Calcutta. Like them, we are also invited to become the voice of the poorest of the poor, the helpless, the downtrodden, and the unwanted. Secondly, today Christ continues to touch us and heal us through the sacraments, that is, visible signs of invisible grace. So let us imitate the dumb man in the gospel by seeking out Jesus, following Jesus away from the crowd, spending more of our time in coming to know Jesus intimately as we study Holy Scripture and experiencing Jesus directly in our lives in our personal prayer. Our growing awareness of the healing presence of Jesus in our lives will open our ears and loosen our tongues. Thirdly, we are reminded that Jesus has the power to heal the spiritual deafness caused by habitual sin. Hearts that have become hardened by a refusal to hear, to be changed by, and then live out Jesus' words are once again challenged, Ephphatha, be open. Lastly, today's youth are exposed to the culture of free sex, loose relationships, liquor, drugs, and violence. No wonder then if they become deaf and blind to Christian ideals of morality, holiness in life, and social justice. May our Lord touch us through this gospel so that we all can be fully open to Him and able to say, Ephphatha, be thou open to everything and everyone, and to God and His loving providence.